The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
This is Becky Mitchell. Today's show, I have a guest host actually doing interviewing. As you viewers may be aware, we have been working on an ice harvest book at the Becker County Museum, and Pippi Mayfield has been conducting those interviews with me. And we've chosen to include them as part of the show because they're just so full of information and such a joy to talk to these gentlemen. So please join us today as Pippi Mayfield interviews Arvel Thompson.
I just want to hear any memories that you have of your time there. I mean, did you work with the same people year after year? I mean, did...
Some.
Okay.
They had a nice crew.
Okay.
That loaded cars all summer long, all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And that was usually, unless any in the swords. We had five guys in the ice house.
Okay.
And plus we could pull two spares out of the bottling works. We would load in the summertime. And we had trucks that come in back up. Because we had delivery trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got real busy, I'd have to ride in a delivery truck. That's when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, Arnie Saunders had washing avenue. And all he did was took care of the bars, wash avenue all day long.
Oh, really?
And down by the Park Hotel, where the Elks, turn the corner, and be right by Lakeside Lodge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie had a little ice shack at his daughter sat there selling 25-pound cakes of ice for quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ride with him, and I'd ride with Bud Johnson, and Vern Weston, he was in there, three trucks. Vern Weston had kind of the north side. And Bergen, he had around the lake. So we would start out at the pavilion. At that time, the pavilion was run full time.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy running the pavilion.
Right.
They had dances, and they had an open restaurant along the side. And we would start delivering ice there. Yeah, you got to imagine this. Now, the cake was like this side, and this deep.
Okay.
And we'd take the cake size on the truck, and what happened was, we'd have them sound, and then we'd tip them down, and they'd take the special axe. Now, I don't have an ice axe. I got to try to get one from Arnie's daughter or something. They're old people. The ice axe was, the blade was about this long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only this high. On the end was a little pick, like a pecoron. You know what I mean by a pecoron?
No. Oh, is it the ones with, like, the pick on one and then, like, the little twig? Yep, I knew. Yep, like those?
Like, them are pike bowls.
Oh, okay.
Then that's the thing I need to undo with. There's a pecoron.
Oh, okay.
And a little...
Yep.
Grabber and a pusher there.
Yep.
And these here were pike poles with the same end. They hook them onto the floats and pull them in and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not trying to wander away from myself. But anyway, what happened, the blade was started out about this wide.
Mm-hmm.
And long and narrow. It was sharpened. It was like all the way up here and down on top, it had that little hook.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were going to do the delivery, I'd tip a cake down, and they would take the ice axe, and they would chop it three times.
Yeah.
And then hit the middle of it, two. And they'd take that half of cake and turn it and split it lengthwise again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd take, there was 16, 25-pound supposedly, cakes, little box of ice in each one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd stop at the Lakeside Lodge. They had 45 cabins. Just little cabins.
Right.
And we visualize, you ever been off that flea market over 59
yeah.
South?
Yeah.
Right down the little.
Oh, little cabins out there.
Then we're moved from Lakeside Lodge.
Okay.
So, yeah, my son-in-law moved those. The smaller ones, and that's where they're at, most of them. But there were 45 of those. Well, there was 40 little ones, and then there were five bigger ones in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that where it is now. Anyway, we'd take the cubes, and I'd help deliver. Well, I was husky for my age. My brother was only a year younger, but he was just around. But I was big and husky. So So I'd go on the ice. What happened was, Arnie, he's either Bud or Arnie, they'd make the case. And we had little ice tongs. Delivery tongs, I've got delivery tongs, I've got packing tongs. Sometimes when I have another presentation, I have to bring that stuff in. Gary wants to get his hand on them, I'm not going to give them to him. The delivery tongs are running hot. They open up, you know, yep. You can grab the cake and this. Cake is this wide, you can grab both sides, you throw it over your shoulder, you hit a rubber thing on your back. Hmm. When you went to deliver ice, you throw it on and hook it right here.
Okay.
And you carry that ice. The only secret, they let me carry the ice to the house, but I could never go inside and put ice in the house.
Why?
Well, anyway, they'd say, no, you can't go in there, okay, because here's the doors weren't locked.
Right.
What you do is go bang, bang, ice band, open the door, lift the box, ice cube, and drop it in there. But by that time, everybody's screaming in there. Can you imagine? Because all it was a narrow bed, it was a small double bed, but small, a nightstand, and a small bathroom, and that's all they had in there.
Right.
But I can never understand it. Why can't I go in? And you just never mind. You're too young. But I hear people hollering and yelling when you open the door and drop the cake ice in there. But we usually was in the hot in the day, it would take 25 pounds in every one. Mm-hmm. And we had 45 ice boxes to fill, and just lakeside.
Great. Wow.
Unreal. And then we would start there. I wonder if I got that. New all. What do I do with it? I've got a list of all the drawn the lake. I just looked at that. All the resorts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We would start at lakeside. And we deliver over 500 cubits of ice by the time we got to Long Branch.
Wow.
I figured that.
That's crazy.
I'll find out. I got a list of all the resorts. And,
yeah. Did you do to people's homes also, or just the resorts?
I didn't do too many homes.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. When you went to homes, they had a little card.
Okay.
They stick in their window.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever number was up, that's what they wanted.
Oh.
25, 50, 75, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't have a card, we didn't leave nothing.
Okay.
And, well, we get a lot of callbacks. Fine, bastard, in there, fine for me. I need some of my drink. And we delivered Arnie Saunders now. I help him once in a while, busy. And he would do all the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have a big bucket. It was a... Well, I worked in a bakery when I was in high school at the same time. When I was during school. And it was our bucket was a thin bucket we got jelly in, apple pectin jelly, in a 5 gallon pail. And for Arnie, they were just slick for all the nice, see.
Mm-hmm.
What he'd do is, I'd be on a truck and I'd throw a cake in the bucket, start chopping it up, and he'd pick it up and go in behind the bar. Throw it in behind the bar into their ice deal. The guy'd give him a quarter, he'd put in this deal, and come out, and we go to the next one. But the bar, you see, was solid bars from the library to where the north side is now.
Oh, really?
They used to run that. They used to be the city store.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went to work for the city, we had the one that's down they moved out of.
Right.
And they had the north side liquor store.
Okay.
And that was an on sale, off sale.
Mm-hmm.
But I convinced them to close it when too much stuff started slipping out the back door.
Yeah.
What can I have? Well,
you can look for it and let me know when you find it a different time.
I think I got it from the paper.
Thank you for listening today. Please join us next time as we continue our series with Arvel Thompson and Pippi Mayfield.
This audio piece was produced in the KKWE studios in Callaway, Minnesota, on the White Earth Reservation. This project is fully funded by a generous grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. If you'd like to hear more, check out our online archive at www.nijiradio.org.